WTF is Retail, presented by Excellent Zephyr.
All right, everyone, welcome back. On today's episode of WTF is Retail, we're joined by Darcy Laceby from Absolute Collagen, the co-founder. And I just wanted to give a quick shout out to where I first heard Darcy speak, which is at an event by Peter and Adam from Blend Commerce. I was really intrigued by your story. Super happy that you're here joining us today.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for having us in your office.
You've got the branded background.
Yeah. We're coming here today basically to speak to our first supplement sort of brand in the space. So I'm sure our listeners are going to really enjoy something a bit different from us. We've done a few fashion different brands, but this is really cool. We can go into the product a bit deeper, which is obviously part of your role at the moment as well. So where did the brand start is the obvious first question. I know you've probably repeated this a lot of times over, but we're keen to hear your take.
No, definitely. So where we are today is a direct-to-consumer supplement beauty kind of wellness brand, mainly for sort of 40 to 55-year-old women. So how did we start? How did a 25-year-old and a mum start a beauty brand, really? So I went to uni to do food science. Just down the road, actually, from where we are in Birmingham today. At the same time, my mum went to uni to do fine art. She's like crazy. Really crazy. Yeah. She went to do fine art after kind of realising that I'd left home. My sister actually learnt to drive, so she turned 17. My mum didn't have to do the schoolroom anymore and had a bit of kind of free time. Yeah. She wasn't very confident in herself and did this fine art degree. And part of a project was she chose to do... Art students are wacky. She chose to do this project where she strips off a pair of makeup, cut all her hair off. So I have quite long brown curly hair. So did she. Yeah. Probably longer, actually. Yeah, like... And she chopped it all off. And if you've seen a photo of it, it's kind of like like a reverse mullet. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And it draws attention.
Yeah, it does. And when you take the colour out of something, it goes a bit yellow. Yeah. So she turned up my bedroom door with this new haircut, a big tattoo on her forearm that says, I'm more than just a body, and a nose piercing.
Well, that was a real tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. One of our customers actually got it.
Wow.
Yeah, which is
best dedication. Good. Loyalty to the
it
brand.
It is, yeah. I'm yet to,
soon.
To be tattooed.
Soon.
What's it going to take? That's what I want to know.
Oh, a lot more customers. But yeah, so by doing that, she realised she wasn't very confident and decided to look at what she was putting in her body rather than she didn't want to go down the cosmetic surgery route. Not that there's anything wrong with that. A lot of our customers have Botox and things. But yeah. Everyone in America was drinking bone broth, and she was like, I'm going to do that. She can get quite obsessed with things like running. She gets really obsessed with all like chocolate.
Yeah.
Another one. But yeah, so she was doing this bone broth thing, drinking it, boiling big vats of like chicken feet and pig's trotters at home, which is a bit weird. reducing it down into like a stock, and you get like a jelly. You know when you make like, if you have Sunday dinner and you have a chicken, you cook it down and... Don't know if you've ever done that, but you eat the jelly basically.
Well, I don't eat that bit, but
yeah, you get the vibe. It's like gelatin, really. Mm. And she was doing that and mixing it in water, and you just like drink it, or you put it on, like in some food, like dissolve it in or whatever. And it didn't taste that bad. Mm. It was quite savoury. And her friends were like, "What are you doing? You look good. Like you look more confident. Your hair's shiny. Your skin's brighter. You're just generally more confident. You've got a spring in your step." And she's like, "Well, I'm drinking this." This bone broth stuff, don't really know what it is. So we decided to look into it. I could use the labs at uni to kind of look at the safety of it, because it's really important with a food supplement, figure out what the best type of collagen is, figure out how like best we serve it to customers, etc., because we need it to be convenient. And then that's kind of how the sort of letterbox friendly collagen subscription was born, really. But that was back in 2017 was the official launch, with 2015 kind of 2 years to kind of prepare like the product and like do some market research, etc. So yeah,
awesome,
very interesting. Yeah, and like the dynamics of it different with you. So obviously you found it with your mom. Not every business does that, you know. Some people get investors, or they other business people. So that's kind of like a special relationship, I think. How has that been for you? Has there been certain challenges or benefits from working with your mom?
You have that instant trust that you wouldn't have with another partner, I think. We're very much so. My mum and dad, they split up when I was 12, and I call her Maxine, by the way, which kind of freaks people out. And I've done that since before Absolute College, and that's not a business thing. And I kind of took on the role as like dad, I guess. Like I do the food shopping and try and be like the organised one, because my mum's the crazy one with the ideas, and I'm like the logical one that kind of sticks it back together.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be like, we can't do that. That's too much money. You've paid that invoice twice. It's kind of like, and it works. She lets me do my thing, vice versa. It's not, we don't have a typical mum-daughter relationship, but my sister works the business as well. My partner and some of like our closest friends as well, but it works really well. We're still going strong.
Yeah, it hasn't caused too much friction.
No,
the opposite.
Yeah, definitely. We don't. Yeah, like I said, we don't have mummy daughter kind of best friend relationship. That's not us. But yeah, we're really close.
That's good. And like, I don't know the collagen supplement world that well, but that's why you're here, because you do. Is there some big players in the market? You know, like, do the big supermarkets, we will not say them, but do they have kind of things like that? And what makes yours different to theirs?
Yeah, so when we started, there was no collagen supplements really on the market. Mm. There was two skin supplements. So beauty supplements are quite new anyway, like wellness supplements, etc. You get your vitamins and minerals standard, but beauty effects are kind of new really in the market. There was two skin supplements that contained a small amount of collagen, but it wasn't like the hero ingredient really. So when we discovered it, we thought, oh god, this is like the holy grail. We've discovered something. Yeah. Lo and behold, there was other products out there, obviously, in different countries, etc. But there's loads now. That we probably have like 50 competitors. Mm. But what makes Absolute Collagen different is the reason that we exist. Apart from like the typical product benefits, etc., sustainability of our product, the right dose with the correct amounts of vitamin C for absorption, liquid. Aside from like the typical product benefits, the reason we exist as a brand is to empower our consumer and allow them. Like, we know that when someone looks good, they feel good and they can do amazing things. And it's like about taking them on that journey, because we're not here to help anyone. Like, they can do it themselves. Mm-hmm. It's just about how Absolute Collagen can give them the tools to kind of believe in themselves.
You and your mum did. I mean, you said that your mum sort of started doing this from that space of maybe not having that self-belief.
Definitely.
And then you've just built this massive thing based off wanting to feel a bit better, or like be more confident in yourself, right?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, our core customer, as I said, is sort of 40 to 55, but our kind of thing we say like internally is absolute possibilities at any age, because it's not just about believing in women. Like, we built the company, me, my mum, and a guy called Brad's fairly young as well, like me, and she kind of trusted us to do so, if that made sense. And she's a very big believer in young people as well, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Nice and fine. Like, you touched on it a little bit there about science, and you studied that kind of science side of it. You know, it says on the wall here 8,000 milligrams of collagen. Most people, like, I don't know what that means. Like, how did you come up with these, like, percentages, or, like, you were going to add extra little bits in there to kind of, like, give it that extra something? How did you come up with that recipe or dosage, you know?
Yeah, of course. There's a lot of research out there, collagen at different levels, like 2.5 grams, 10 grams, etc. If you're going to go anything more than 10, you're probably doing so for like sports benefits. Mm-hmm. So like athletes, protein, amino acids and stuff. There's little extra beauty benefits in doing so. But we looked at the dosage that we knew your body needed to kind of stimulate. It's basically your fibroblasts in your skin. You stimulate them to create more collagen. So by ingesting a collagen supplement, you're ingesting tiny broken down fragments of collagen called peptides, which some people recognize as, you know, it'll be on the front of a cream or something, which in turn tricks your body into thinking your own collagen is breaking down, so you create more. It's a really natural process, which is a nice thing, because if people don't want to go down the, you know, Botox route or just more intense therapies, it's a natural solution to it.
Well, that's what some people might think. Like, I would think if you're taking like a supplement that, you know, it's not a natural process. But if you're saying you're tricking your body to do that natural process and you're doing it in a natural way, then that's a big difference, right?
Yeah, 100%. Like, we get some collagen in our diet, quite a small amount. And it's used in different cultures, like Asian cultures, huge with collagen, and they have incredibly good skin. It's really interesting actually.
Yeah, and I imagine that a massive part of that, touching on what Harry just said, is education, right? Your marketing, everything has to be around making sure your customers know why. That it's why and what exactly is happening in their body.
Yeah, that's the thing we kind of struggled with at the beginning, mm-hmm. I think, because we weren't really sure, like, we're not marketers, like, how you really sell a product. And it's just taking customers on that journey, like, of, like, for instance, menopause. Mm-hmm. So your collagen declines, yep, generally quite steadily. When you hit menopause, your collagen levels decline even further due to estrogen production declining, etc. And when you explain that to a woman, majority of our customers come to us, like, perimenopause, when they're in menopause, etc. They're like, that's like the golden no moment that they're like, ah, yeah, like, this makes sense. Yeah. It makes sense why I need to take collagen supplement. But every month we do a lot of, you know, surveys with the companies that do the surveys. Mm-hmm.
Those guys.
And we find it's so interesting. Like, we know that we need to grow the market. We know that we need to grow collagen awareness, but we also need to grow the education around it. Like, what? Like, we ask the question every month, what is collagen? Mm-hmm. And a year ago, only 17% of people knew that was in a supplement. Everyone thought it was injection. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting trying to, like, teach and educate.
Yeah.
Because it's such, you can get such mixed messages. And you know from marketing, like, you don't want to give a consumer, like, 15 messages. They're not going to understand.
No. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's delivering that relatively, you know, science complex message and breaking down for the average person like myself, you know, so they can understand it in the simplest form.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's why we like to talk about your own collagen, like, what it's doing, because then it just makes sense and it's like a light bulb moment. Like, you don't need to know about peptides and gut absorption and fibroblasts. Yeah.
Some people might, you never know.
Yeah. To be fair, people are getting more interested in the science. Like, it's like, we try and make our PDP pretty clear, that product display page pretty clear, that if you want to find out the science, you know where you need to go on our website. And if you want to see the efficacy and, like, the journals and the white papers, you can find them on our website.
Super cool. And I guess that also gets segmented a little bit by product. You know, we mentioned women at a certain stage of life. You also have a product for men, if I'm not mistaken. Good. And that's where, you know, it's interesting for us to see that. One thing that really interested me was that you have a very limited product range, some would say. A lot of people would pump out a lot of SKUs, lots of different products. What's the thinking behind that? And is that to do with what we're talking about, of just being super specific in your messaging?
Honestly, when I look back as to why we didn't do it, it was always like integrity. Like, that's something that's really big at AC, is like, we have to have a reason behind doing everything, and it has to either be, like, me and my mum always say, like, the next right thing to do. Like, as long as you just, yeah,
I remember you saying that. I like it.
I would probably say it to myself like 10 times a day. I'm like, okay, this decision, is it the right thing to do? Yes or no? And I can look at myself in the mirror and think, you've done the right thing.
Yeah.
So in the past, it was always, our marketing company actually was like, you can bring out loads more products, you could cross sell, you could upsell. And it would make me feel really uncomfortable. And I was like, we're not just here to sell products to people. I know it sounds really cliche, but, like, genuinely, I want to create a brand that's going to be here in 15, 20 years. Like, I don't want to just, you know, I'm not here to make money and leave. I want to look back and be like, that cool brand is something that I worked on and I'm proud of. So it was always at the beginning, it was like, okay, if we're going to bring a product out, it needs to be something that makes sense for our consumers. So the first product we brought out was our serum, face serum, which doesn't contain collagen, which confuses people. Mm-hmm. Collagen on your skin is really quite rubbish. It's a huge molecule. Like, we spoke about them being chopped down. It can't get through your skin. So, like, our topical range is something that is designed to help with collagen, but in different ways, and just support, like, the skin matrix. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of the hair care and why we did hair, so we only have collagen supplement in a couple of flavours, men's, women's, obviously.
Yeah.
Serum, one face serum. And then we have a hair care range. That came about because we have a trichologist, which is like a hair doctor on board. And she did some trials for us ages ago when we first started. And collagen's really good for hair. Mm-hmm. And we surveyed 5,000 customers back, just pre-lockdown, actually. We had like 5,000 of them replied, like a 20-minute survey. Yeah, it's really impressive. I was like, this is amazing. Yeah. I think post-lockdown, I'm not sure if people have the time to do it. But we got loads of insight from that. And the insight was 10% of people take AC to help with their hair, but 50% are seeing benefits, which, when you're not looking for benefit, to see benefits is very good. But it's something that people aren't confident about. And we knew we could do better with a topical solution that does contain collagen. Like I say, collagen is really big, so it wraps around the hair and thickens it.
Yeah.
It's just trying to use, like, clever science, but in traditional ways, I guess.
Yeah. And last thing on the product, from my side at least, like, what is the difference then between the male solution and the female?
It's actually the same.
Okay.
So it's something that we're working on pushing together, basically. So we started with one product that wasn't women's.
Yeah.
It had a woman's face on it. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, not really clever marketers. And it looks like a women's product.
Okay.
So women just thought it was for them, and men were asking for their own product. So this was 6 years ago now. Like, we put it in a black box, which, you know, the world's way more fluid. It's moved on. Like, mm-hmm. that's not necessary. But then we struggle because SEO and women's collagen ranks really well.
Yeah.
So we're currently just trying to look at a solution about how we combine it without losing sales, basically.
Of course, of course. And, you know, you mentioned a couple of challenges there. In growing the brand to where we are today, what have been the biggest challenges? And were there any, like, technologies, because that's obviously where we come from, why we're interested in, like, that helped you solve those problems?
Yeah, I mean, I guess one of the most important things to me is customer service.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember when we first started, we had an external person that kind of answered the phone, like an agency.
Right.
And like you said, collagen needs education, like, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
We're a subscription-based company, and I'll go on to that in a sec,
yeah.
But we then put customer service in-house, which was fine. It was like the emails, and they were a bit of a nightmare because your emails, your inbox is a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Zendesk, actually,
okay.
which
cool.
that was really ace. And then we moved to another app, Gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
Just because of the plugins and the ease of, like, tagging. Like, we're a food supplement. If we get complaints on certain batches, we want to be able to record it and flag things, and Gorgeous is a bit better for that, but in terms of the app integration, it's ace.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and all the Shopify plugins, they've been very helpful.
Yeah. So, sorry to jump in, but for the listeners, Gorgeous obviously connects all of your social media platforms, all your email into one place, and you're able to manage all your communications through there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So your Instagram DMs, I don't think they've got TikTok yet. That's what I'm pushing for. Like, Facebook, everything comes to one place. You can easily assign things to different people. So if you've got one specialist that's better with, say, Instagram, she can do that, he can do that. But then, yeah, so that's really helped grow us. And I know that we have one of the highest scores for that platform in in the history?
Whoa.
I don't know.
They
said it's one of their biggest scores.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But then subscriptions is massive. So when we first started, we weren't subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never really the aim, but thinking about it, looking back, it makes total sense. Like, it's letterbox friendly. You can save a lot on the postage costs versus, like, a parcel, which is great if you're trying to think of a business. Like, how can you do that economically? And then your subscription apps. So we went through a few, but we've settled on the one we're kind of happy with right now, Recharge.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at that data is key for us. But then we obviously use other... If we weren't subscription, the business would be in a different place.
Yeah.
Like, it makes it so much more profitable and make more sense. But it's better for the consumer at the end of the day. If they buy one box, they're not going to see any results.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the important thing.
Yeah. That ties back to the product, right? Like, how long is the... Obviously, you've got an ongoing subscription,
yeah.
but the idea is you're going to need to stick with it for a couple of months, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you'll see a result.
Yeah, we like to say 12 weeks.
Yeah.
So you can subscribe every 2 weeks or every 4 weeks. Looking at it, sometimes doesn't seem to make sense for 2 weeks, but
mm-hmm.
we've tested it. Consumers like it.
Yeah.
They like getting the delivery. But it's great because we can put, like, freebies in the order, or at Christmas, we send, like, a little Christmas card. We send them a little decoration, actually, every order. but yeah, we can. It's a bit more flexible. Like, if we've got a new flavor or a new product, we send them samples of it. It's nice.
Yeah.
Nice to have that, like, ongoing communication that isn't via, like, email or.
What flavor is this? This
one's lemon on here on the wall, but we have lemon, mango, mandarin, raspberry. Mango mandarin's the most preferred, which is the one you'll buy on the website, because you'll notice there's only one flavor on the website.
Yeah, when you said that, I think that was my what I'll go for.
Yeah, that was the nice one.
Yeah. So, a bit more of a personal question. Not really that personal. It's really just
getting deep.
About your career. it's not that deep. You tell me if I'm wrong here. Theo told me this, so if it is wrong, you can blame him. You were included in the Forbes 30 Under 30 in 2022. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So, you're not getting sacked.
Yes.
how did that make you feel? Like, You know, was that amazing feeling?
Do you know what? Right, this is so sad. I really wanted that. Like, yeah. I really wanted it. And I was like, I deserve it. Like, their business is so great, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I woke up one night panicking. Like, I had a bad dream that I didn't get it. It was so distressing. And then I got it, and it was like, oh, that's a bit shit.
And yeah. It's climax, yeah.
Massive.
Yeah.
And I think we spoke about this, yeah. Theo. Like, when I'm happiest, and I was speaking to someone about it the other day, like, I always say I'm not really a people person, but I definitely am a people person. Like, I'm happiest when I'm around people. Everyone's thinking, like, the same thing. Like, the strategy days we have, like, that was what makes me happy. And I'll go away leaving, like, oh, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things like that are so trivial.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they might give you, like, slight gratification for about 10 minutes. But then I just think, like, Times was another one, like, the Times fourth fastest growing thingamajig.
You don't even know what they're called anymore. It's just too many.
No, like, it's great getting them. But, like, in my head, I'm like, we're still not there.
Yeah.
I met someone the other day and who came to our house, because we used to work from the house, when there was three of us. And he was like, Darcy, this is amazing. It's office, like, 50, 60 people. How does it feel? Like, you've made it. And I was like, what do you mean? So I've done it. Like, I'm like, no, there's 50 people outside there. If this all goes wrong, like, their families are involved. And it's not just, we can't take big risks anymore because it's not just me and my mum.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we take a risk and it goes wrong, it's only our lives that are at risk. It's everyone's, if that makes sense. That's why I'm like, have like a 10-year goal where I want to, I want to see the brand everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice. And that leads me on to, you know, being a young founder or co-founder of a business, have you had any kind of specific challenges, you know, with your age? And do you have any advice for any young entrepreneurs who are?
Yeah, I used to really struggle with this. Yeah. Because I've got a baby face as well. So when I was 19, I looked like 17.
It's the skin. It's the collagen. It's the collagen.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I used to get, like, quite down about it. Like, I remember I spoke to someone on the phone once and they were like, do you have authority to make this decision?
Mm.
And I was like, you have no idea what my even job title is. You don't even ask me what I do. You're just presuming because I'm young, I don't have the authority. Or when we were at our old office, actually, which was only about a year and a half ago, I walked into a meeting a bit late and the guy went, oh, are you the marketing exec? And I should go, oh, yeah.
You just went along with it.
Yeah, I don't really. Yeah. It doesn't bother me because I think I've made such a deal of it in my head. Mm. No one else actually gives a crap.
Yeah.
It's a me issue rather than other people issue. People will, the majority of people are going to respect you no matter what your age is. Like, you don't need to have built a successful business to be taken seriously. And the people that didn't take us seriously at the beginning, great. Like, they probably weren't the right partners. And the people that did take us seriously, we've got awesome relationships with. Like, the people that genuinely we started the business, the branding with, we still work with them.
Yeah.
The production, we still work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have great relationships with them. And I spoke to one of them the other day, and he was like, what did you think when we first turned up? Because I remember once driving up in my car and collecting 200 boxes of collagen because we were going to run out.
Yeah.
It was the first time I properly met them. And he was like, I thought you were all crazy, but it was great. And it was, you know, they're dealing with the big, you know, sports gels companies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're like, and then me and my mum, Maxine, just stroll up and like, can you put this in the sachet?
That's cool.
Please. Yeah, it's weird.
Is it all kind of manufactured in the UK? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So collagen's not, like the powder.
Right.
We source from a couple of different farms. We force farm fish, it's more sustainable than wild caught. People instantly go, oh, it's not wild caught, but the fish that we use are freshwater, so they don't live in the sea. They like crowded environments, they're river fish.
Mm-hmm.
So like they usually crowd in like a swampy river, which is gonna be really high in heavy metals, etc.
Yeah.
So we source from good farms, like not ones that use antibiotics, etc., with really good sustainability credentials. I went there just before Christmas, actually, in Vietnam. It's really cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I guess the second part of that question, you gave so much good insight there, was what advice would you give to a young entrepreneur starting out that really wants to get there?
Yeah, I think if you've not got that motivation, it's never going to work. Like, I genuinely think motivation is, like, your biggest asset. Mm. Like, if you've got that, you can do anything. Because I look back at the beginning and think, Jesus Christ, you had no idea what you're doing. But I knew I wanted to do it, and like I'm trying to launch, you know, get products registered in like Germany. I had no idea what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably took me 3 times as long, but I figured it out.
Yeah.
And like stock and just managing stuff on like spreadsheets, and I think if you're motivated and hungry, you can do, I think you can do pretty much anything you set your mind to, like genuinely. I know that's cliche, but I do think that.
Yeah, cool. A bit of a weird tack away from it. It takes us on to our next question, but it's off topic. Is, you know, we've talked a lot about your e-commerce brand, you know, loyalty driven through being online and educating in that way. Do you think in the future on the roadmap is having your own stores, doing pop-ups, getting in super more widely stocked in other stockists? Like what does that look like in terms of getting the product in front of people?
Yeah, it's interesting. Up to this point, we know that education is really key, so coming to our website makes more sense.
Yeah.
I'd love to start doing, you know, being more available for our customers, wherever that sort of may be. Pop-ups would be amazing because we have so much. I went to a clinical study the other day and they measured like my collagen levels in my skin, and just seeing that's really cool. Like if a consumer, if you could just show them like that's your collagen, like look at it on the screen, it makes sense, doesn't it? And by taking this supplement, you're going to be able to do this.
Totally.
We do a lot of events with our customers, like they're really important to us. So it's just about for us trying to just show up where we kind of can be available for her. But at the moment, it just subscription makes sense online. It just doesn't make sense to put it in Boots or...
No, of course. So, but I think what you're saying about like getting in front of people and showing them can obviously drive e-com traffic too, right? So that's super cool.
Definitely, yeah, 100%.
Awesome. And talking about the future, any other special goss for us about the future? What's coming for the brand? And you talked about that sort of 10 years where you want it to be. Yeah. Are you able to give us some insight into that?
Yeah, so our sort of core pillars for sort of growth are, so we're in three categories: supplements, skincare, haircare. Expand upon the core, which is our supplement, like how can we add better value for our customers? There's still a long way to go in the UK. Like everyone talks about international expansion, but you know, we if you came here 3 years ago, like, where do you sell? I'd be like, globally, we sell everywhere, blah, blah, blah. That's a rubbish idea. You don't have the resource to like proper hone in on any country in particular.
Yeah.
So we've kind of like consolidated sort of 3 years, 2 years ago, and we're just really focusing on the UK.
Cool.
We have like Ireland and stuff, but we don't, it's more just ticking along in the background, to be fair. But yeah, for us, it's just managing resource, and we want to do loads, and we have so many plans, but it's just like ruthless prioritization of like this is gonna make the most of sort of the bottom line growth. This would be fun to do, but let's do that next year.
Yeah.
And that's what we're kind of at. I always think this year's 2023 is about like us kind of growing up a bit. Like we've got that amazing C-suite in place now, and it's about how can we take. We're at that inflection point, so we have like 60 people, and I think getting 60 to 70 is, I think it's quite a big jump in my head. And you know, you can't just speak to everyone, so it's putting the strategy in place and making sure everyone's aligned. So that's what I feel like 23 is about for us.
Cool.
And this leads us to the final question. The cameraman might be happy with the timing on that, with the memory card. So we're not going to ask you about the book question. What we're going to do is we're going to ask you about your favourite retail brand, because we're a retail podcast. So you can't say yourself, obviously, as much as you do love your own brand.
Yeah.
You know, what's your favourite brand at the moment? Where do you like to shop?
I love beauty brands.
Yeah.
Like, semi-obsessed with packaging as well. There's some really cool beauty brands that are like Bioma, love that company, but it's more their packaging. Drunk Elephant, their packaging's awesome.
Yeah.
So I always get semi-obsessed with Skin and Me. Like, that's a really cool brand. They do, like, you do a consultation online, and then they send you a dermatologist prescribes you, like, your perfect dose for your skin, like, moisturiser. I don't need it, but I buy it because I think it's cool.
Yeah.
And they put my name on the tin.
Cool.
That's really
cool. Yeah.
But I just love vitamins, mineral supplements, beauty brands, like Athletic Greens. I just love a subscription brand, one with nice packaging. That's like my things.
Yeah, fair enough.
Buy them all.
Yeah. I asked for one and we got about 10, but there's a lot of good brands out there.
There is.
Yeah. Okay, so outro time. You know, thanks for joining us. It has been an absolute pleasure that you've kind of shared your story. Hopefully there's been a few different questions there to keep you on your toes and, you know, show a different side to the brand than yourself. If people want to find out more about what Absolute Collagen do, if they want to, you know, get your products, where do they go?
Yeah, absolutecollagen.com. If you've got any questions, feel free to message me on LinkedIn or Instagram or whatever. Always here to help.
Awesome. That's perfect. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Cheers.
WTF is Retail, presented by Excellent Zephyr.